You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about, it's actually a question here. Are you cheating your own potential? This post I posted on my Instagram account a few days ago, it blew up. And the reason why is because, you know, it's a hard truth. It's something that a lot of people know deep down they're doing, but they don't want to confront that. So when I posted it, people were messaging me and asking me, am I actually really doing this? Oh my gosh, I didn't really realize that. You know, deep down, you guys do realize if you're cheating your own potential. But again, it's something that you don't want to face it because you only have one life. And if you're not really, you know, going all in that one life, what are you going to do? Now, before I get started, please share this podcast with a friend or family members or anybody that you know may be cheating their own potential as well. As I said, you only got one life. So I want to help you live that life to the best of your potential. And you should be doing the same with people around you. So let's get started. Point number one, do you generally go to bed thinking, I could have done more today? Guys, that's the worst type of thought to have, because if you're trying to fall asleep and you have that thought in your mind, trust me, you're not gonna fall asleep right away. You're not gonna have a good night's sleep because deep down, you know you could have done better. And when you go to bed thinking that way, thinking about those thoughts, you're basically going to tell yourself, I am not living my life the way I'm supposed to. And again, you're not gonna sleep well. You're gonna wake up, you know, not motivated. And this cycle will keep on feeding itself until, you know, you're gonna lose control. So when you realize that you're having those types of thoughts, Please stop. Please make a plan for you to tackle all those issues, all those, you know, moments where you are not doing what you're supposed to. Make a plan before you go to bed, write it all down, and then go back to bed. Don't go back to bed right away thinking that you have been cheating your own potential, but not doing anything about it. Because you're not gonna sleep well. You might as well stay up all night. So if you have those types of thoughts, again, pick up your agenda, pick up your planner, write down a game plan. At least you have something you look forward to when you wake up in the morning. Point number two, do you look for excuses more often than solutions? This is a huge problem of a lot of people, generally speaking, the employee mentality, I'd say, where they always there, let's say at a job, something happens to their job, maybe the job got harder, or maybe like they're not making as much money because their compensation plan changed, or something happened. And instead of looking for solutions, hey, like I'm out 20 grand a year, or I'm out 10 grand a year, let me find another job, or like, let me open a business, let me start a side hustle something. Instead of doing that, some people would say, oh, my life sucks, or like my employer sucks, I don't know what to do. And they stay stuck in that situation for way too long. And I'm not talking about months, I'm talking about years, I'm talking about half lifetimes, really. And if that is you, please notice that. Notice those types of thoughts and right away change them. Try to do something to find a solution, but stop making excuses and stop complaining. All right. Life happens because of you, not to you. Even if your job starts paying you less, even if your job gives you more work than you wanted and it's still paying you the same, hence paying you less for your time, it's still your fault because you didn't have a second, you know, a plan B. You didn't have something to fall back onto when those things happened. It's hard to, you know, really understand and make yours and say, you know what, that's true, but it's long, as soon as you understand it, as soon as you realize that you're in full control of your life, things will change for the best, for the better, and of course for the best. Now, point number three, are you settling for something you don't want just because it's easy? Now, is this you? Are you at a job because you just got that job, even though you liked something different, but the process of getting that job or starting the business was gonna be a bit harder, so you just decided to go for the easy way out? If that is you, think about it, twice, three times. Think about it as many times as you can, because you don't want to be somewhere just because it's easy, because once it will get hard, and trust me, things will get hard, then you're going to be out of a job you like, or, you know, a profession you like, and you're not making enough money, and, you know, it's still hard. You're still not really relaxed and in your comfort zone, because sooner or later, something's going to happen. Even that easy job will get boring. Even that easy job will get hard in a way, right? Point number four, do you secretly find comfort in retreating from your big goals? Now, I know a lot of people don't even want to face this point. A lot of people don't want to admit to themselves that they retreat in this sense of comfort by cheating their own potential. And if that is you, it's okay. I've been there. I have done that in the past. But there is always, you know, it's always a good time to change that type of mentality. And I'm talking about, let me use an example here. Let me think about something on my two feet right now. Let's say, for example, you had this big plan of starting a business, and now you know that you need to make 100 cold calls to at least get 2 or 3 clients. And you've been putting this off and you've been putting this off, but every single night at around 8 or 9 p.m., do you always have the choice? Maybe you have a partner, maybe you have a wife or a girlfriend that tells you, hey, I'm gonna go and watch Netflix on the couch. Do you wanna come? And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I don't know, I should make these phone calls, I should plan my day, I should be working. But at the same time, you have the sense of comfort saying, you know what, if I completely forget about this right now for at least a couple of hours, I can have a good time with my partner, with my husband, with my wife, with my boyfriend, with a girlfriend. And what are you gonna do? You're gonna sit down and think about nothing, and you're gonna snuggle, and you're gonna feel cozy, and you're gonna be like, see, at the end of the day, my day wasn't as bad. Well, at the end of the day, while you may have spent some time with your partner, which is fine, you still haven't moved forward with your business. And in the morning, when you wake up and when you realize that life hits you again and be like, hey, did you move forward with your plans yesterday? And you didn't, that's going to eat you inside. That's going to be the source of your stress, of your anxiety, of your depression, of you feeling like you haven't, you know, again, completed something important. So if that is you, please stop retreating, move forward in the best possible way. It's going to be uncomfortable, okay? It is going to be uncomfortable, but trust me, if you do uncomfortable things, you're going to feel good about yourself moving forward. If you just do comfortable things, you will feel uncomfortable sooner or later. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.